Well, it's official. The UK Parliament is now open. Overnight, the Queen delivered her speech outlining the government's agenda for the coming years. Theresa May's minority government has outlined essentially a pared-down legislative programme that focuses on delivering Brexit. It's no longer looking at things like expanding grammar schools. Dr. Simon Lightfoot is an expert on British and European politics at the University of Leeds. Good morning to you, Dr. Lightfoot.
Good morning.
Talk me through some of the key concessions that have been made here.
Well, I think you've got to realise that no majority and no deal, that basically Theresa May had to drop anything that would be controversial. So the grammar school, the idea about possibly bringing back fox hunting, issues around the so-called dementia tax. All of those things had to be dropped because she couldn't guarantee that she would be able to muster the support for those types of bills.
What is the situation with the government at the moment? Where is Theresa May at and that deal that was set up supposedly with the Democratic Unionists?
I think they're still trying to sort of finalise the deal. So it's obviously they're aiming for a kind of a confidence and supply deal, a bit like the one that the National Party has at the moment in New Zealand. And I think the sticking point with the DUP is about money. The DUP are pushing, we think, for more money for Northern Ireland, more money for Northern Ireland, in particularly for the health service and for the infrastructure, the roads and the rail. And I think the kind of money that is being talked about in the press of sort of £2 billion is quite a lot in an austerity government, and therefore that is absolutely an area of sort of sticking. And I think that once they can resolve that, and I think they will, I think then you'll see the confidence and supply agreement sort of formalised.
Once that deal's in place, will that give Theresa May room to move? Could we see other issues, particularly around her, you know, social programming, what she'd planned, could they become policy in the UK?
I think the business of government is going to be so tricky that, and the complexity of Brexit is just so vast that for the next 2 years, I'd be surprised if any of those issues that were mentioned, the controversial issues, came back onto the agenda, because again, you've got to remember that even with this deal, if it does happen with the DUP, if Theresa May seems to be too sympathetic to the DUP's demands, there's a possibility she could alienate people within her own party. So if she gives too many concessions to Northern Ireland, so one of the ideas might be that they abolish airport or airline tax between Northern Ireland and other parts of the UK, then that may be something that the Scottish MPs in her own party would feel as if that was a concession too far. So I think the Brexit negotiations and the Brexit bills are going to take up so much time alongside just the politics of government that I doubt anything else will sort of be able to come back into the agenda over the next few years.
How has Theresa May found herself in this position, in essence in a minority government? She was thought or predicted to win in something of a landslide. What went wrong for her?
I think she made the election about herself and this strong and stable government. I think she made the election about Brexit, and Brexit's clearly a massively important issue in the UK. But I think people also realised there was more to a government than just Brexit. And alongside that, there were some mistakes that she made. She didn't necessarily listen outside of her sort of close group of advisers. And despite all of the negative press, Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party, they came across very well. They put forward a raft of policies that were popular. They were able to mobilise the young vote in particular seats. So I think that the combination of Labour doing better than expected and Theresa May perhaps being overambitious in what she could achieve on her own rather than the sort of the brand of the Conservative Party, that combination has led to the situation she finds herself in today.
What's Jeremy Corbyn's response been to essentially what the Queen has outlined in her speech?
I think they're relatively standard responses that they're pushing on this, the absolute opposite of strong and stable, you know, weak and divided and weak on the government, and the fact that the Labour Party could become a government in waiting. I think that's their clear message, and they're obviously thinking that they're going to well, there is a chance that the deal doesn't get done with the DUP and that the government will fall, and then they will be able to form a government. Although, again, the electoral maths of that in terms of deals with the Scottish Nationalists and the Welsh Nationalists and the Greens, even that would produce a relatively small minority government.
Dr. Simon Lightfoot from the University of Leeds.